Hi, everyone. I wanted to talk a little bit about writing today. I've written 5 novels. Well, sort of 4 and 3 quarters. I wrote one that's not totally finished, but I know where to go with it. I just haven't written it yet. Before I got started on that first one, I had a lot of false starts and losing focus and stuff like that. So I wanted to talk about what got me over that hump finally. And it was primarily 2 books. One is The Novel Writer's Toolkit, which is a great book. And then the other was Formatting and Submitting Your Manuscript. Because for me, one of the things that I was worried about is that I would write it and then it wouldn't be in the right format or something. And so I just kind of kept procrastinating on that. But what I learned from the other book that helped me really get going, from The Novel Writer's Toolkit, the first principle that kind of helped me get past where to start and where to go is, they said to start a plot point before your story starts, and then start a subplot shortly after that. So you have your main plot already started, so you don't have to figure out, like, oh, how does it start and, you know, who are the characters and establish all that. You kind of just jump into it and then develop things from there with smaller plot points, keeping the main plot, having beats throughout. There was a really good diagram in the book that you'd have to look at, and when I saw that, I kind of went like, oh, okay, I can go about telling the story differently without having to be like a manual of the history of what, you know, that's kind of what I used to do. So that got me to cut out a lot of what I was trying to write and getting and losing my focus with, and just get right into the meat and potatoes of what I was writing. So that helped a lot. The other thing that they said to do, which this isn't for everyone, but for me in particular, it really helped me to get going, because I did lose focus a lot. I didn't know where I was going, or I wouldn't really know my characters all that well. So they said to write your beginning, your middle, and your end, and then fill in little gaps from there. Like, once you know, a character has to go to the store, you figure out, how does he get to the store? Or, what does he need when he gets there? You know, things like that, so you can fill in those little gaps. So if you know your character has to get to the moon somehow, you then have to ask, well, how does he get to the moon? Where does he go? Does he already know how to get there? Does he have to meet someone else? You know, it just kind of helps you break down your big story into little pieces, and then connect the dots from there. Sorry, I'm in traffic, of course. So that was a big deal for me. So what I did was I actually went through and plotted out the whole thing, taking little pieces and connecting them together so that I wouldn't get lost, you know, 20 pages in or 100 pages in. I could go like, okay, well, I know where I'm going, so now I just have to figure out what my character would say or what he would do in between those littler plot points. So yeah, that helped a lot. And then let's see, there's one more point. And then writing character descriptions, and the questions that they said to ask were like, you know, what does your character want from life? You know, what kind of parents did he have, or she, or just what do they like? Like, what are their likes and dislikes? And that really helped me to understand who the character was, so that if a situation came up, I was able to kind of figure out what that type of person would do. You know, would they ask for help, or would they do it all themselves and you know, do a good job, or would they do a bad job of trying to do it on their own? Just, you know, things like that. There's a million questions you can ask, but those are the 2 or 3 or whatever I said, things that really helped me get going on that. And then National Novel Writing Month is another great thing to get into. It goes by NaNoWriMo. You have to write 30,000 words in 30 days, or maybe 50,000. I did that with my 4th novel, and that helped me get over a hump too. So anyway, look that stuff up, look up those books. Feel free to ask me any questions you got. I'd be happy to answer anything. So, all right. Keep writing, and send your stories to storynarration.blogspot.com, and you can get them narrated. Go check that out. So, all right. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.